Shalom Aleichem, sweetie's friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw that just because it's a sexual matter doesn't make it necessarily a davar she'be'er v'shein davar she'be'er pachut mishnayim, but rather only in certain circumstances when it's actually defined as a davar she'be'er. But for example, when there are two, when there's a cheskas iser, then it's defined as a davar she'be'er. But when there's no cheskas iser, it's b'chana defined as a davar she'be'er. And then we saw other instances where, for example, if it's an Isser Sota, the problem of a man being with his wife who is suspected of infidelity, then that requires Eid Echad. That's not called Devar Shebe Erva, even though it relates to Erva. Erva is about separating between a couple that's married or being a Mati or a woman who's Safik married, v'chule, but not every case is Devar Shebe Erva. Anyway, that was our Yisod, which we spoke about at length in the previous shiur. And we know that davar she'be'erva requires two. We learn from mammon, right? We learn davar davar mi mammon. Al pi shnayim edim yokum davar, and al pi lo yerev chayav as davar. So it's davar davar. So mammon is the same thing. The geder is not that isser of gezel is different than other issurim, but rather the geder is that if it's defined as a davar she'be'mammon, then you require two edim. That's the gather. Just like if it's defined as a davar she'be'erva, you require two edim. So too, if it's defined as a davar she'be'mammon, you need two edim. And we find something similar to this with regard to a suffix. We paskin, we know, suffix mammon, lekula lenitba. Right, if you have a suffik mammon, the person who's holding on to the money can keep it. And if you want to take the money away from him, then amotze mechavero ala v'raya. Nevertheless, we find an instance where suffik mammon is l'chumra. Like we see in Bov Metzia, 43a, person's mafkid mois etzel shulchoni, im tzrurim lo yishtamesh behem. If a person gives money to a money changer, if they're tied up and not, shouldn't use them. But if they're not, if they're loose, he can use them. Mutarim yishtamish b'hem. The Gemara says, Surin is Turim mechasumin. There's also a seal on the knot. Boy Meri Kesher Mishun and Mahu. What about if it's a Kesher Mishun? Is that considered? Is that enough or not? Is that considered that you can use it or you can use it? And the Gemara concludes with a teiku, and the Rif writes, therefore you shouldn't use it. Don't use the money. If there's a kesher mishune, maybe there's no chasima, but still, maybe the kesher mishune is enough that you're not allowed to use it. And memeila, megait lechumre, and you're not allowed to use this money. Writes in the Mukhe Yosef, because this teiku was a teiku of Isser, and in Isser you go lechumre. Safik Isser lechumre. And therefore, you're not allowed to use the money. Now, there we're dealing with the Safik Isser, Safik Zela. And we say Sveka Lechumra. Normally, we say Sveka Lekula. Why there do we say Sveka Lechumra? Because there, the Nidon is not who the money belongs to. Just like by an Eish HaSish, by a woman. If the Nidon is, she married or she not married, that's a Davar She'be'erva. Here also, if the Nidon would be who the money belongs to, then that would be mammonous. But that's not the shaila. Then it would be a davar she'be'mammon, but that's not the shaila here. Because we know the money belongs to. The money belongs to the mafkid, not to the nifkad. And the nidon is only if the nifkad is allowed to use the money. And there's no gzela. Because maybe the mafkid gave him a shus to use them or not. So therefore, the nidon is iser v'heter, it's sveka l'chumra. And an eid echad will be naman in such a suffik. Because here we're dealing with iser v'heter. We're not dealing with mammon. It's not a davar davar shib. It's not a davar shib and mammon. Davar shib and mammon would be who the money belongs to. We know who the money belongs to. So Therefore, dealing here with Safek Isser Beheter, using the money, is it permitted to use the money or not to use the money? And Memela, here we say, we go the Chumra, unlike normally momentous cases, you go the Kula for the Nitba, but here we go the Chumra A, and B, an Eidecha would be believed, even though normally A needed two Eidim. But this is not a problem of Shepa Mamon, in the strict sense of the term. But Metzia 22b, Hani Tamri Deziki Hechechlinenbu, how do we eat these dates that fall from the wind? So there's Mechila, the Gemara says, Le'yasmi delav b'nei Mechila nin umay. What about the Yisaimim who aren't able to be Mechil? What's the din? Baga ba'ara di yasmi loy machzikinan. We don't presume a valley to be land belonging to orphans, and therefore it's not a concern. So you could take these dates because we're not concerned that they belong to orphans. Ubepashtus, we're going basa ruba. The ruba d'lav d'yasmi. The rove of these trees don't belong to Yisaimen. So frek d'achroinem, I ain't hochem emamenacha roiv. These are rov atamadabir po. Ain't hochem emamenacha roiv, so you should be able to eat them. But nera pashut, shekan, anidon ino shel momen. We know that ain't hochem emamenacha roiv, but the nidon here is in momen. The nidon here is, are you allowed to eat this fruit? It's a nidon of iser v'heter. And therefore, we can go after the rov, because when it comes to assume, we can go after the rov. So in other words, he doesn't own these dates. He can't own these dates, because in the realm of mominus, it's not his to own. Ein olchem emamen achar rov, so he can't take it for himself. But to use it, to eat it, that's already a question of iser v'heter. And there we can follow the rov. So again, we're dealing with ownership. That's a davar sheba mamon. Just like when we're dealing with the ownership of the woman, meaning she married or she not married, that's davar sheba erva. But when we talk about the maisa bia, is the maisa bia mutter or not, that's iser v'heter. And we talk about using this money, whether it's the shulchani or whether it's the dates over here. So that's iser v'heter. And memela, you can follow the rov. Well, derech zu l'inyan ma'ida bin an shnayim. Right. Similarly, we can say with regard to the inyan of requiring two people, the local suffik hanogel l'momen mikri davar sheba mamon. Not every suffik is called a davar sheba mamon. Only if it's a suffik of schus mamon. Who does the money belong to? But not a suffik of heter shimush. So a suffik of schus mamon requires two. But to use the money, not that who owns it, that would be enough one. There one would be enough. You know, my grammar isn't always perfect. As a matter of fact, usually it's not. And if so, what din the gabe erva? You learn davar davar mi mamon. Not every nidon of iser erva is considered davar sheba erva. Then you name pachas mi b'chnayim. Chayoyitze b'zeh matzino afilu b'dinei nefashis. So we find similar to this with regard to dinei nefashis. Rambam 6:5 in Hilchas Roitzeach. V'chein. כל הרצחונים שהורגו בעיד אחד וחיוצי בזה, אם הורגן גויל הדום, אין להם דומים. לא יהיו אלך אמורים מההוירג שלא בכוונה. Murderers who killed בעיד אחד, if the גויל הדום kills them, then he's allowed to. They're not more chamer than a person who does it accidentally. Here they did it on purpose. Even though there's only eight echad, but ain't lam dam, and the goal of dam can avenge the blood. The chayvid in a hasaga writes temu beichnam veirechad lahati dam shel zel goel adam mod mod mafli echa ramba matir echa efshar lahamin leid echad to be matir the God, the dam of this person to the goal adam. Eich afshel latir l'amin l'ed echad. Anachnu yudim. Ma ze ed echad? Tzrich shnei edim. Kidei latir et ha-goel adam l'arog oto. Kach makshe ha-raivit. Aval ha-rambam איתן בדעתו שמספיק עד אחד. אז מה פשט ברמב״ם? אז הכסף משנה נדחק מאוד בכוון עשה רמב״ם. הכסף משנה אומר that the answer to the Raivitz Kasha, the Raivitz said, how are we going to believe one aid? He said, really, there are two aidim, it's aidus miyuchedes, that they saw it from two different angles, they didn't see each other. So that's aidus miyuchedes. So there really are two aidim, just not the proper two aidim, but in this case, enough for the goal adam. אבל זה נראה קצת דוחק. אבל אפשר לפרש את הרמב״ם כפשוטם. דברי הרמב״ם כפשוטם. והיינו שבאמס, עצם הנידון של איסור רציחו, כשאר איסורים שעד אחד נאמן בהם. אלא שכיוון שדין הריגוסוי של אדם ישראל הוא רק בבייזדין, ובתורס דיני נפושס, על כורכך באינן שניים מדינה דיני נפושס. That the nidon of Isur Ritzicha is like other Isurin. They were an Eid Echad as Naaman. Ela shekevan shedin harigosui shel adam Yisrael. But since killing a person is only with Beis Din, and it's b'torah as dinei nefashos, we need two, midina de dinei nefashos. The party also need two. We're dealing with Dinei Nefashos. We're in the world of Dinei Nefashos now. Dinei Nefashos, ברגע שזה מוגדר כדיני נפשות, צריך שני דין. כמו שברגע שזה מוגדר כדבר שבערווה, צריך שני דין. אם זה מוגדר כדבר שבממון, צריך שני דין. אבל זה שזה קשור לערווה, זה שקשור לממון, זה לא מספיק להצריך שני דין. יכול להיות שעד אחד זה מספיק, כמו שראינו דוגמאות. בשיעור הקודם בדור שבערווה, בשיעור הזה בעניין מומן. אז גם בדיני נפשס יש אותו עיקרון קיים. שבדיני נפשס, normally you need, if it's a court case, you need two, but not always. If it's in front of you, כל זה הוא כשדבר בא לפני בייסטן. והשאלה היא בחיוב ופטור שלה, נידוין, you want to know, is he חייב, is he פוטר? So, for that, you need two Eidim. But a Goel Adam, who it's permitted for him to kill the murderer of his relative, and he's judging it himself, not B'Torah's Beis Din, if it's permitted for him to kill Yisrael Ploni Olo, it's like a Shaila in Melech HaShabbos. Zisr V'Heter, this isn't proper Dinei Nefashos. And therefore, it's like Melech HaShabbos, and one eid is enough, like other Isurim. So since we're dealing with a Goel Adam and it's outside of the realm of the formal rules of the court of law, you don't need two eidim. One eid is enough. נראה שגם הרמב״ם, שגם הרייבד שחולק, לא חולק על עצם היסוד שהזכרנו. אלא שהוא סובר שכפי אז התר דומה של אדם ישראל, אי אפשר שתהיה ולא תורס דיני נפושס. To be matter the dumb of a Jew, you need to come on to דיני נפושס. And I'm male, אי רכת is a name. And that's what he said, ואיך נעמי באי רכת, להת את דומה של זה לגוי לדם. To be matter the dumb, you need to. That's תורס דיני נפושס. But if it wouldn't be בתורס דיני נפושס, then one would be enough. So the Rambam holds it's not B'Torah's Din in a Pashas. It's his own Din. So it doesn't have the formal rules of, the rigid rules of Din in a Pashas, you don't need two. And the Rambam holds, in this particular case, you need two. But in principle, he agrees that if it would be outside the realm of proper Din in a Pashas, one would be enough. He just holds that to be Matir Dam, you need two. That you have to come onto Din in a Torah's in a Pashas. As the Shur HaZeh, Haya Be'etzem, He'arat Be'naim. אבל בעיקר הדברים אנחנו צריכים לחזור בשיעור הבא ולהסביר על פי היסוד שעמדנו את גם דברי הרשב"א וגם את דברי המעריק. אז בעזרת השם, זו עבודתנו בשיעור הבא, ואני מודה לכם מאוד שהאזנתם. שלום, שלום. בלי נדר נמשיך.